Have you any idea why the public as a whole honors the name of Jesus Christ? Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. These were the words that were spoken by the multitude that came out to welcome Jesus of Nazareth as he came to Jerusalem, sitting upon a colt, the foal of an ass. The Christian gospel is so widely criticized, and it's so oftentimes contradicted, and it's over and over again ignored by so many people, that it always seems strange that Jesus of Nazareth should have the acceptance that he has. So it was in his time, so it is now. Our study in the book Gospel of John for today is in the 12th chapter, and we're looking in chapter 12 at verses 12 to 19. This is commonly called the triumphal entry of the Lord Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem, and it tells about his occasion of coming to Jerusalem, sitting upon that colt, and having the people look at him and call out to him and cry out unto him as being the King of Israel. When one thinks about that large crowd of people coming to welcome him, one wonders that in just such a few days he would actually be put to death. It makes one think of the treatment that the Bible receives today. I can't help but think to myself how often this is shown. The Bible can be criticized and is criticized on every hand, and yet it's cherished by so many people. It's condemned as unreliable by so many smart people who would undertake to show you that you can't believe it the way it reads. Yet it is loved and respected by so many other people. It is despised in public. I have been in many times in different groups of people that if you were to quote scripture in that group of people, it would be just almost like throwing mud in people's face. They just don't want you to do it. I have been in places where they were even had religious services, even would have religious work going on, that just do not want you to quote scripture. I have been present in groups of meetings where there are religious leaders, Christian leaders, and they discuss things that pertain to the conduct of the work, who get very uneasy, very unhappy. They even are downright opposed to the matter of turning to the Bible to find out what the Bible has to say. I call it despised in public. And yet, the Bible is honored by so many people. Why should this be so? How can you, on the one hand, have the book criticized, condemned as unreliable, and despised as a book of guidance, yet at the same time cherished, loved, respected, and honored by people even at that very same moment? Why should this be so? I do not know that I can give you the final answer, but let's look into it for just a moment. Perhaps for the moment we can look a little more at this strange phenomenon. I'm thinking just now that into a city where the leaders were opposed to him, where the religious leaders were planning to kill him, where generally speaking the public was wanting to pay no attention to him, the Roman government paid no attention to him, in that very situation, crowds of people came to welcome him. Even today, we see something very strange along this line going on. We notice, for instance, there are people who, if you ask them, will tell you with a feeling of superiority that they don't believe in the miracles, and they'll turn right around and speak in glowing appreciation of Jesus of Nazareth. Now, the only book that tells you about Jesus of Nazareth tells you of the wonders that he worked. The people who say they believe in Jesus of Nazareth, the only way they'd ever know about him is in the Bible, and the Bible tells you he walked on the water. He opened the eyes of the blind. He raised the dead. This they don't want to have, but they want to have Jesus. It's one of the peculiarities of the human mind. The very city that would come out and praise him is the very city that in a few days would put him to death. People who deny heaven, for example, who just don't believe in the reality of heaven, who don't believe in the reality of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, who don't think there is any real thing such as regeneration, who don't believe in prayer, they just don't pray. They don't believe in hell, they don't think they're going there, they don't think anybody's going there. You can find people like all have all of those frames of mind, all of those things in mind, and yet they claim to honor the Bible. They'll have a Bible, and they will carry it with them to church, and if they're preachers, they'll open the Bible and read out of it. It's one of the strange things about human nature. Over and over again, we have known in the history of mankind that critics have predicted that the gospel would collapse, the Bible would be done for, the church would fail. But, in spite of what these critics have said, souls believe, souls are converted, souls are changed all the time. In the very community where the leaders were opposed to him, and where actually, eventually, the leading class would conspire to put him to death, into that very situation, the Lord Jesus Christ came and was accepted by them and praised by them as a king himself. In the time when he was here on earth, the chief priests, the scribes, the lawyers, these are the people I call the leaders, repudiated Jesus of Nazareth as something that they wouldn't follow and something they wouldn't listen to, but the common people heard him gladly. Now look, for instance, more closely in chapter 12. You're opening your Bible in the Gospel of John in chapter 12, and we're going to look at verses 12 to 19. And this will tell you of the reception that he received. As he came to Jerusalem, the multitude came out. And so we read in verse 12, on the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And this is, again I say, one of those strange things. The leaders could repudiate him, but the common people heard him gladly. And so we read in verses 14 and 15, Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh sitting on an ass's colt. So he was fulfilling Scripture. Perhaps we could ask it this question, is Scripture important? Is it true? Is the Bible significant? Is the prophetic Scripture, is the Scripture of the Old Testament that predicts anything in the New Testament, is that important? Is it significant? Well, here you would feel that it is, because actually the writer of this particular passage in John actually shows that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ as he did sitting upon this colt was in the fulfillment of Scripture. They took it to mean just exactly what it said and followed it through that way. Now I want you to notice verses 16 and 17, which to my mind are very important. These things understood not his disciples at the first. And that means to say that probably even while he was riding that colt coming in, they did not fully realize then what he was actually doing. But they remember, but when Jesus was glorified, after his death and resurrection, ascension into heaven, after God took him back into heaven where he with God, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto them. When Jesus was glorified, then they remembered and they understood. And I feel like saying at this point, this leads me to feel that only such as know his glory are able to see the meaning of the Bible. Now, mind you, they actually saw him riding on that colt, but they didn't know what it meant until after he was glorified. So there will be people reading the Bible and will not know what it means until in their hearts they see Jesus of Nazareth sitting on the right hand of God. This is what we shall expect. And at this point we can ask ourselves a question. What shall we say of such people as see him only as a man? What shall we say about people who talk and teach and preach about Jesus of Nazareth as a good man and just think of him as a man and give him only human powers and only human understanding? What shall we think about such people? Well, I'll tell you one thing. They do not see him in his glory. They do not see him raised from the dead and sitting at the right hand of God. And if they do not see him in his glory, they do not see him sitting at the right hand of God, there'll be any number of passages of Scripture that will forever remain closed to them. They won't even understand them. Now, here there were the disciples. They were the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they saw him riding on that colt, and they saw those things that were done. But we're told right here that they didn't understand the meaning of those things until after Jesus was glorified. One more time, let me say that as I see him in glory, that is to say, when I think of Jesus of Nazareth as the Son of God, when I think of him as being at the right hand of God, then I can understand the meaning of the Scriptures. Then I can come to understanding the meaning of the Old Testament and the New Testament predictions. This is very, very important. Remember that there were people who saw what Jesus Christ did and didn't have an idea in the world what it meant. There are people who can read the Bible and not understand it simply because they do not see Jesus of Nazareth at the right hand of God. In their mind and in their hearts, they have not seen him glorified in the presence of God. As such, they can read the Scriptures, and it will not seem to them as it really is intended to be, and they won't understand them. And so we can learn this from this particular passage. By the way, in verses 18 and 19, you will see that the people came not because they understood what he was doing. They came because they had heard of the miracle that he had performed. And how many people there are today who come to the church not because they really know Jesus of Nazareth, but they do know that people have been blessed in coming, and they come because of the blessing. Our God and Heavenly Father, help us always to see the Lord Jesus Christ in glory with Thee, that we might understand the Scriptures and be blessed in them. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.